Colleagues, it's my pleasure to introduce to you Terry Price, President of the Canadian Teachers Federation, 240,000 members strong. Terry comes from British Columbia at one time, and talking with her, I realized that there was a time when both of us taught at the same school in Nanaimo. So, Terry has now come back to visit us, and we are delighted to have her here. Terry was president of the Yukon Teachers Association before she went and got elected to be the Canadian Teachers Federation president. She brings with her a wealth of experience and a commitment to a quality public education system, and Terry, over this last year, has been an articulate advocate for public education and for teachers across this province. So, Terry.
Thank you very much, Ginny. Good evening, honored guests, colleagues, mesdames and messieurs, bonsoir. I'm very pleased to be here. It does feel like coming home, especially since I ran into a teacher that I taught with quite a few years ago in Richmond District, and it was great to see her. I haven't seen her in 20 years, and it was just right on tonight. I've been watching in earnest as I sit in Ottawa now and the Yukon the past couple of years with all the challenges you've had to face in British Columbia. And I have been so proud and feel so much respect for the very professional manner that you have handled some very, very difficult situations. Your Democratic College Fund was a brilliant move. Your Charter for Public Education, an excellent document, an excellent process. I know that I speak for your colleagues across the country when I say that we are watching carefully and that our hearts are with you throughout all of your efforts. I also know that I speak for your colleagues when I congratulate you for the strong actions you have taken to protect the public education system in British Columbia and the democratic rights of the professionals who work within it. Yes, you've lost teachers from your classrooms. Yes, you've lost many specialist teachers from your schools. And yes, you've lost access to numerous resources in the support system that the school system needs. Cependant, tout au long de ces bouleversements, vous avez tenu bon et vous avez parlé d'une voix uniforme. Vous avez mis au défi vos propres membres, vos frères et sœurs de mouvements syndicaux, and de nombreux autres personnes d'intervenir and de faire entendre leur voix. Vous avez refusé de vous croiser le bras alors que l'on s'abrait dans les services au nom d'un budget équilibré, un budget qui a vraiment été déséquilibré lors les réductions d'impôts n'ont replé les poches qu'un très petit segment de la société. Yet throughout all of this turmoil, you have stood strong. I know you're clapping because I stopped trying my French. Okay, I can handle it. I can handle it. CTF is a bilingual organization. That doesn't mean every president that gets elected is, but I'm trying. You have challenged your own members, you've challenged your brothers and sisters in labor and many others to step forward and to speak out. You have refused to sit back as services have been gutted in the name of balancing the budget, a budget that was thrown severely out of balance when tax cuts line the pockets of a very small segment of society. As the modern-day philosopher Michael Apple has stated, greed and selfishness are again in vogue when the public good is transformed into private gain. Witness your colleagues in Ontario. After 8 years of a similar so-called common sense revolution, they're now witnessing the renewal of respect and support that comes when the public of the province finally speaks out and realizes the devastation that's been inflicted upon them by the agenda of privatization, destabilization, and greed. Witness Alberta. They've had Ralph Klein since the early 1990s. And their Learning Commission report released in the fall of 2003, sorry, I lost 10 years there, 2003, has vindicated the Alberta Teachers Association and all the arguments they've put forth in that decade. The citizens of British Columbia, too, will come to realize that the Liberals' promise of prosperity will not be realized by destroying the lives of so many responsible, hardworking, and socially aware citizens. Please don't lose heart. As Ginny says, there's 240,000 members of CTF who are behind you all the way. The representatives of BCTF bring a wealth of experience and leadership to the Canadian Teachers Federation. Your representatives at the Board of Directors, currently Ginny Sims and John Chisholmore, challenge us to constantly evaluate and review our mandate and our actions, as have your directors before them. The agenda for change that BCTF presented to us 3 years ago has sparked considerable debate amongst our member organizations and OTF affiliates and has resulted in several proposals for structural and operational changes. These discussions continue in earnest over the next 18 months as the CTF wrestles with its own fiscal realities. We look forward to the contributions of BCTF members in those discussions. There is much to be done by all of us in Canada, as Jim Sinclair so much pointed out in BC, and the rest of the country is not a whole lot different. We have to counter those social injustices that are being meted out through privatization and so-called free markets. CTF is partnering with the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives in a research project focused on the extent of privatization in Canadian schools. We believe that with solid research information, we will be better positioned to effectively address the growing encroachment and demands of the private interests in our schools. BCTF has already done phenomenal work in the area of privatization, and we will look forward to working closely with you as we continue to challenge this pervasive agenda. The lobbying efforts of CTF recently paid dividends with the Supreme Court decision on Section 43 of the Criminal Code. This provision had erroneously been deemed the spanking law, and changes to it had the potential to put teachers at risk of lengthy legal action if they were required to use any physical force in carrying out their day-to-day duties. The decision was an excellent one for educators, as it specifically isolated the use of corporal punishment in schools. For the past several decades, educators collectively have indicated through our actions and our policies that corporal punishment in any form or for any purpose has no place in schools. The court decision allowed us to reiterate this belief loudly and clearly in the mainstream media. The real issue for us was the ability to use reasonable force to restrain or constrain students in circumstances that are beyond the scope of other forms of resolution. The Supreme Court decision confirmed our right to do so by providing the protection of the reasonable force provision. CTF had been involved in this legal issue since 1994. It was 10 years in its making, to ensure that teachers would not face months and months of emotional turmoil brought on by legal action if they stepped in to break a fight between two students or to restrain perhaps a special needs student who was determined to hurt herself or others. We are very pleased that the Supreme Court of Canada has now recognized our position. One of the great strengths of CTF has been the research we've been able to undertake with the cooperation of member organizations and other national groups with common interests. In November 2003, CTF released the results of the research project Kids Take On the Media. This survey asked 5,700 students between the ages of 7 and 15 for their perspectives on the electronic media in their lives and encompassed television, radio, computers, and video games. The results, 4 months later, are still being cited in the media and continue to provoke requests for information and resources. Although teachers have long recognized the incredible effects of media on students, Kids Take On the Media challenges parents, teachers, and other significant adults in our children's lives to pay far closer attention. Young people themselves stated very clearly that parents should be supervising the media use of their children, both in terms of content and in the amount of time spent. This research has given us further insight into the wired world of our students and will allow us to enhance the media education programs so that our children can use media wisely and productively. Several publications have resulted from this study, including a bulletin for parents, a teacher-student activity guide, and a workshop for parents. All of these documents have been distributed to our member organizations and are available on the CTF website. In cooperation with industry,